midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, happy football Thursday to you. Vic Carucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got an hour of Browns talk ahead and some good stuff. You're going to meet the new defensive backs coach for the Browns. Louis Cioffi comes in with a lot of experience, 16 years of it in the National Football League. And this guy knows his stuff. He is an interesting guy, and we want to let you get to know him better and talk with him a little bit about his years. He and Ray Horton together in Cincinnati as coaches, and then they coached together in Arizona last year. So there's the obvious connection, the Browns defensive coordinator Horton bringing along Cioffi as his defensive backs coach. But this is a long career for Cioffi, going back to 1993 when he broke into the league as an intern with the New York Jets, worked with some impressive coaches there, worked with some impressive coaches in the Bengals staff, and now he takes that knowledge to the Cleveland Browns. So we will hear about that from him. And then Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Got to get some thoughts from the Deke regarding what this Browns team has done. Kind of the news of today, the Browns deciding that Emmanuel Acho's time with the team is done, and they trade him to the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll get into some of the news behind that. I mean, as far as, you know, making a deal and deciding what to do with the running back situation, which, of course, Deion Lewis, the running back from the Philadelphia Eagles, being added to the depth of the Browns' running back spot. And I think this is a curious guy. He's not the biggest guy, but he comes from a Philadelphia team that valued the explosiveness of running backs, and he was all that at the University of Pittsburgh. Didn't have a ton of production with the Eagles, but he'll be a guy that I think can possibly, well, he'll compete and possibly provide that depth of explosion out of the backfield. And maybe give this Browns team something to think about. Montario Hardesty still on the roster. Chris Obanaya still on the roster. Obanaya getting that contract extension. And I think truly in that pickup, blitz pickup role that he has, that blocking role that he brings, that third down pass catcher role that he also has to help complement Trent Richardson doing the same, but I think Deion Lewis is someone to look at from just that explosiveness, that change-up thing, a little different kind of runner than Trent Richardson. So we'll talk to Deke about that as well and get his thoughts. Your questions. Oh, and then you're going to also meet another new Brown, Kevin Barnes, cornerback. Jameer Howerton sits down with him on this show. So we want to make sure you're aware of that. And just a couple of minutes just to hear what he has to say about the off-season program. And I know these guys are thrilled with the idea that this portion, it's the classroom, it's not the most fun stuff in the world, but they are learning about the new schemes and the installation. And I think there's only so much classroom time you can put players through until they just want to and they're itching to get out on the field, to do something football-related. Yeah, they're doing weight training work, conditioning work, but they want to get on the field, and that's going to come this week. That's going to this coming week, starting on Tuesday, and a couple of days of that, of course, will be open to the media, not the public, but the media, just to see what's going on with the practices and what this team is starting to look like with the new people. So you'll start getting a feel for that. Your questions and comments submitted to the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages. You know the Browns Daily Twitter page. At Browns underscore daily, yours truly at VICCARUCCI. Encourage the follows there as well as the Browns official ones. And you can email me in the show daily at clevelandbrowns.com. Voicemail message, you can leave those at 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459 if you want to hear your voice on this show. And some of you do that too. Terry from Facebook, talking about the Browns running game, he says, the Browns had no, in caps, running game last year. Need to take Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma and move Mitchell Schwartz to offensive guard to help out T. Rich and Hardesty. Wants the Browns to pick a wide receiver or a linebacker in the second round. You're the second person who's brought up this notion of kicking Mitchell Schwartz inside. I'm not seeing that. I think thinking out of the box is a good thing, and who knows what this coaching staff might view of Schwartz compared to what was previously here as a coaching staff that and a personnel staff that drafted him to play tackle, put him at right tackle, and I thought he fit well at right tackle. I'm not seeing the issue that he didn't do the job there, and I'm not necessarily saying you think he didn't do the job there, but you want to fortify the line by taking his talent inside, I guess, and finding a new person to add to the outside. And I'm just not inclined to think that that's how this team would go with the other needs that we talk about. I can see them going for an O-lineman somewhere along the line, maybe a guard, but I don't know about that happening in the in the draft the way you're proposing it to do. And by the way, they don't have a second-round pick. Just a reminder, I mean, the second-round pick is Josh Gordon, exercised in last year's supplemental draft. But I get your drift. You're saying that a wide receiver, a linebacker, as maybe the next pick after doing this O-line addressing thing that you're talking about with the first pick. I think it's going to be defense and then maybe defense and offense, because cornerback is another position that will come up in the conversation and seems to have some depth there. But again, we've got a lot of time to analyze that, and we're going to. I mean, pretty much every day on these shows leading up to the draft, we'll discuss what the need list looks like and what the which I think we have a reasonably good handle on, but what the draft prospects look like with that and what others have to say about that. I'll bring in more national guests tomorrow. Don Banks will be with us from SportsIllustrated.com. Get his national perspective on the Browns and maybe what they'll do in the draft. Okay, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the Deke, from Doug Deacon, from the Browns Radio Network, the former Browns offensive lineman. We'll join the lineup on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down, stop.
They can't. They won't. They never will. That's the
part. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Stop. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly. Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy three select Mastercraft tires, get the fourth one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy three, get one free at our new Conrad's in Copley and all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big. That's Conrad's.
Here's your Buffalo Wild Wings look at the draft. Today's featured player is right tackle Lane Johnson from Oklahoma. Johnson comes into the draft 6 feet 6 inches tall and just over 300 pounds. He's ranked number 11 on the ESPNCleveland.com big board. Johnson played QB, tight end, and defensive end in high school and in his early college years before settling in at right tackle in 2011 and left tackle in 2012. Stop in and follow the football draft at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is Thursday, April 25th at First Energy Stadium. Watch all of the first round draft action, and that includes visits from current and former Browns players there, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors open at 6 p.m. and admission is free. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is from the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Doug, let's start with the news of the day. The Browns make a trade. They send Emmanuel Acho, linebacker, to the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for a running back, Deion Lewis. Interesting young guy who's now on the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, you know, Acho really probably didn't fit the scheme of what they were doing, you know, going from the transition of a 4-3 to a 3-4. So, you know, you pick up somebody, and yeah, we have depth at running back, but as I think we've all seen, you just can't get enough of them a lot of times because, you know, you can lose one in the preseason, you can lose one in the exhibition season, and the next thing you know, you're looking for them. So with that, it also, you know, will probably, you know, save some depreciation on Trent's body.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing this does is it creates more competition to back up Trent Richardson. Chris Obunia got that contract extension. You would think he's in pretty good stead. Montario Hardesty is still here. He was thought of, again, as that change-up, explosive kind of speed rusher. But this guy, Lewis, 5'8", 195, hasn't had a lot of production, 69 yards on 13 carries for the Eagles last season. This is his third season out of Pitt in the NFL. But he's only going to be, this is, I think, the real interesting part, he's only going to be 22 when the season begins. That's the age that a lot of rookies coming out of this year's class are, and you know, I think that's that part fascinates me, and also the fact that he was a highly productive player at Pitt. You look at his college career and his college numbers, you know, speak to a guy who I mean get this, for his first two seasons at Pitt, 2,860 yards, fourth on the school's all-time rushing list. He had the most 100-yard rushing games, most yards rushing, 1,799, most touchdowns, 18, and the most points scored, 108, by a freshman in the school's history. And that's a school that has a Hall of Famer by the name of Tony Dorsett who played there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the thing is that Joe Banner obviously probably had some idea of him having, you know, come out of the Philadelphia. So, I mean, when you got knowledge of a guy, that also helps too.
Sure, and that background says that that's the case. I don't see much in the way of production that tells me, you know, only three catches for 21 yards as a receiver. So I look at a guy who is probably more of that. I'm not going to say one-dimensional because he probably would get involved in catching the ball in this offense, but and have to do that and have to show that. But that does seem to be something that Chris Obunia has more as a specialty and more as a blitz pickup guy. I don't know that a guy 5'8", 195 is going to be taking on a lot of big blitzers.
No, I mean, and that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, you got to find out about your running backs, who's capable to anchor down and, you know, pick up a 260-pound linebacker. You know, Trent did a good job. Montario, did a decent job, you know, when he was in there too. And Obanaya, you know, he's just one of those blue collar backs. So you've got a nice mix of a little bit of everything.
And it's interesting, Doug, how this roster takes shape for the sake of the defense, finding the right fits. You mentioned about Emmanuel Acho. You know, this team was pretty excited when it was able to draft him last year, but Tom Heckert drafting for a, you know, and he was a sixth-round pick, but I think there was a sense that he was certainly a good fit in the 4-3 scheme that they had last year. But then he was on IR for the whole season with that knee injury, which certainly he suffered that in the preseason, certainly kills your chances to make an impact. But the thought all along was once he's healthy, you know, he might be able to contribute or do something. But really, when you think of him physically now, and when I was looking at him early in this offseason program, being back in the building with the other players these last couple of weeks, I didn't see a guy that, from a physical prototype standpoint, I could say, yeah, he could be, you know, an inside linebacker in the 4-3 and certainly outside linebacker. He looked just kind of too small for both of those roles and maybe just kind of a real tweener in that type of scheme. Maybe in the 4-3, and that's what the Eagles would look at, that he'd be a better fit.
Well, yeah, and he's the locker back there with Dawson and the other kickers. So when you used to go back there, he looked big. But when you think that he was dressing next to Dawson and Reggie Hodges, then maybe he wasn't so big.
Yeah, next to other linebackers. And it was funny because, you know, I happened to see him. It was at a Gladiator game last weekend. And he was there with some of the other linebackers, Craig Robertson and James Michael Johnson. You know, I look at a James Michael Johnson, who's a bigger guy, and I think there you've got some inside depth. I think you got a guy that probably this team could give a good look to as someone who could give them some depth in one of those inside positions.
Well, yeah, and with the departure of Chris Gokong, I think that's something that they're going to need somebody to line up next to DeQuell. And I think with the other, Robertson, you really don't know because he hasn't played in the 3-4. So, that's something I think they're going to have to address in the draft, not just, perhaps the outside part of it, but, the inside linebacker as well as the cornerback and safety.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, some draft talk, lots of speculation about what every team will do, but in the Browns discussion at number 6, people kind of go all over the lot now, and we've heard D. Milner being like a fait accompli, like it's just the no-brainer. They get the Alabama cornerback, and then you have others who maintain that it's a pass rusher of some sort, an outside linebacker. But there are those, ESPN's Todd McShay for one, who could see the Browns using that 6th overall pick on Geno Smith, on going the quarterback route. And I you don't hear that commonly because of maybe for two very big reasons. One of them is Joe Banner. You look at what he has stressed as a point of emphasis for this team going into the draft, that it's more the edge rusher they're looking for, and that he didn't rule out anything regarding a quarterback being drafted. You didn't get the sense, or don't get the sense, that that's a high priority. And and I think the other part of this is you're still trying to figure out what you have with Brandon Whedon, and it would effectively kind of give you a couple of rookies in your mix.
Yeah, and I think you really need another year with Brandon Whedon. The one problem you're going to have is you're going to be changing the offense, but the offense that you're changing to, I think, is going to be a better fit for Brandon Whedon with the vertical ball. With that, I think, you've got to look at, once you get a healthy Trent Richardson for a whole year, hopefully, that'll make a difference in Brandon's performance and take a lot of the pressure off of him. I think, as you look at it, to add another quarterback, and is he a sure thing? He could go anywhere from 1 to 32 or, whatever. And I'm not sure if he's of the RG3 or the Luck caliber.
Yeah, you wonder about that. And that's the biggest thing, too, is the judging this year's class on last year's production. And it's so hard. I think it's probably darn near impossible, I think, for so many, for any of the players coming in this year to be looked at and say, okay, get do for us what do for us what Andrew Luck did in Indianapolis, and oh yeah, that's a playoff team, and do for us what Robert Griffin III did, and that's a playoff team, and even despite the injuries he dealt with, the effectiveness that he had, do for us what Russell Wilson did. And I know it was such an extraordinary class, and I'm not saying you can't get rookies to produce at a high level at the quarterback position when you see it happen in multiple places. But I think there's something to be said for an exceptional draft year at the position versus what would maybe be more of a normal year, which is not seeing these guys necessarily do that type of thing.
Well, and at this point, not having a second-round draft pick, you definitely have to make sure that that guy you draft number one is going to be on the field the majority of the snaps. And I think, you know, with, you know, having a Brandon Whedon, having a Jason Campbell, now you got three people, and I don't know if in training camp you could sort that out.
Yeah, that would be the other challenge with that, to be sure. This team gets on the field next week, and I think that's something everybody's looking forward to. They've been here just about two full weeks now with the off-season conditioning program, and it's been mostly about all that. A lot of classroom time. Players have been in meetings with the coaches, getting to know them, and I guess getting to know certainly the playbook and what the responsibilities will all be. The coaches working intensely with all these players and with each other to figure all this stuff out. But I think we get to see something that a lot of us are looking forward to just see how this team, how they interact with each other on the field and how some of these new pieces, and again, no pads, I know it's very limited in what they'll do, but it's always, I think we'll always come away with something that you can take from watching these guys in these drills.
Well, and the other part of it is, I think, you know, the exposure to Ray Horton for the defensive players. I think, you know, just a couple of interviews I've heard, they seem to be all in for his style of defense. It's going to be aggressive, and it's going to be one that's going to attack. So when you got to sell the programs on the players on the program, and I think, you know, defensive players like the word attack. You know, they don't like that prevent word. So I think, you know, you're going to find a lot of energy there because of that.
Yeah, you're hearing that as it's a common thread in any discussion with the players, from the guys in the front seven to the defensive backs, the Joe Haydens, talking about that theme, that they're very fired up about the chance to make plays, to be involved. And that's not to say they didn't or couldn't in the previous scheme, but this one, when they see what they're being asked to do, they get excited. It's a lot of risk-taking, Doug, but it's a chance to have big reward.
Yeah, it's a chance to, you know, put the pressure on the other team's offense. And, if somebody's just going to sit back, you know, and then you give the quarterback a chance, you know, that's one of the things. But you got to, you know, match up your personnel to, you know, what your philosophy is. And I think, you know, by going after Paul Kruger and free agency, they got, you know, probably the best pass rusher in free agency. So, you know, they've addressed, you know, part of that. And, you know, now I think, you know, you got to find out what Jabal Sheer is going to be as the other outside linebacker.
Yeah, that's a big question that's got to be answered. And the other thing I found, too, to your point about how enthusiastic these players are about being part of the scheme, but also how they're working with each other, and to hear Quentin Groves talk about how he's already kind of gotten a fast friendship going with DeQuell Jackson, how the two of them, he was talking about being kind of joined at the elbow, and a lot of it is Groves looking to a fellow veteran who certainly knows all there is to know inside and outside about this Browns defense from the personnel side, but it's Groves who really knows the Ray Horton scheme, and just having those two guys together meshing, I think, is a very encouraging thing.
Well, and just knowing DeQuell and the type of leader that he is, he's picking Groves' mind for everything that he can, because, you know, he's probably one of the most prepared players that you'll find. And, you know, that's why, you know, he was a captain, because, you know, DeQuell's one of those guys that's, you know, he wants to be good and he wants the team to be good. And he's not an I, me guy. He's a team guy.
Yes, no doubt about it. That's what they used to say about you, Doug.
I don't know about that one.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and we will do this again next week.
Sounds good.
He is Doug Deacon. He's on the Revel Wireless Hotline, joining us from the Browns Radio Network on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Check out the newest Lady Jane's haircuts for men in Willoughby. It's on Euclid Avenue, just east of 350 5th Street. Get an unbelievable haircut from an experienced and beautiful stylist for just $10. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
Pittsburgh International Airport is celebrating year 5 of nonstop Pittsburgh to Paris on Delta Airlines. If you've taken this flight, thanks. You've helped us reach this milestone. If you've not, join the celebration. Book today. Click Save Fly.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, appreciating the chance to hang out with you on this Football Thursday. Time to take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton sitting down with a Browns player almost every day since we started these off-season workouts last week, and in many cases giving you a chance to get to meet new Browns players. So today he sits down with new Browns cornerback Kevin Barnes. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Kevin, thanks for taking time out to join us. You and your teammates have been hard at work in the weight room and in the classroom. So far, what have you taken away from the strength and conditioning program?
It's just something definitely different. Coach, he's in there, you know, challenges us every day, doing, you know, a lot of different things with a lot of guys that haven't done before. And he was in Oakland, I guess, previously before we came here. And, you know, anybody who's played against the Oakland Raiders know how big and strong and fast their guys are. So, you know, every day you come out that weight room feeling like you definitely accomplished something.
Now, when you're in the classroom studying this new defense, what are your thoughts? How do you see your skill set contributing to this unit?
I mean, I'm loving it. I ran it, you know, previously 3 years in Washington. And, you know, I pretty much got most of the stuff down. You know, terminology, a few things here and there are a little different, but I'm definitely excited.
Originally, you were drafted by the Washington Redskins. You made your way to the Detroit Lions before signing here at the Browns. Just talk about what you've learned over your career so far that you can bring with you and help this team.
Definitely just don't take anything for granted. I mean, last year was a very tough year for me. I caught a bad break. I was sitting at home for a lot of last year and realized that, you know, I never want to let that opportunity slip out of my hands again.
What's it been like working with your new defensive coordinator, Ray Horton?
Oh, definitely exciting. I mean, he's definitely a player's coach. He's a former DB, so he knows what it's like to be out on the island. And he's a great coach because he allows us to, you know, put our own input in and give recommendations what makes us feel comfortable.
He likes little men that can hit, but when I see your size, 6'1", 190 pounds, you have good size for a defensive back. How do you utilize your size?
I mean, I'm still a pretty lean guy, but I mean, for the most part, tackling is all about want to. If you want to tackle, you can tackle, and if you don't, it's going to show on film, and I'm glad they brought me here to be physical. Like I said, I wasn't the biggest guy. You know, I was pretty tall, lean guy, so, you know, most of the time, they didn't expect corners to hit, so, you know, I got to get them before they get me because they embarrass me just as easy as I try to embarrass them.
Now, next week, you guys hit the field for mini camp. Talk about what you want to get accomplished throughout this mini camp and what do you want to show the coaches?
There's a lot of starting positions to be earned, and I'm coming here definitely to earn one of those spots. I mean, like I said, I know what it's like to be on the outside, and I know I shouldn't have been. So I'm not going to let this opportunity slip out of my hands.
Well, Kevin, thank you for your time. Good luck to you, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer Howerton. Thank you, Kevin Barnes, for a little glimpse at that new Browns player. And we'll have more of those for you as we go along, introducing you to some of the new guys. And we're not forgetting about the guys on this team and just getting their thoughts on a regular basis on the show. We know you like that a whole lot. You're going to like this coming up next. Speaking of new folks, the new defensive backs coach for the Browns, Louis Cialfi. Going to sit down with him, going to get his thoughts on being aboard this staff, all the experience he brings, 19 years in the NFL total, and he comes aboard the Browns to help make the secondary better, part of Ray Horton's defensive staff. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Take me to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for
Thanks, a treat. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Boys, one,
two,
three strikes, you're out of the old ball game.
Sugardale Dollar Dog Night on Friday, April 12th, when the Indians take on the Chicago White Sox at Progressive Field. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Golfers, come to Sweetbriar Golf and Pro Shop to get fitted by 2010 Ping Regional Club Fitter of the Year, Brian Butchko. Fittings are Wednesday, April 24th from 2 until 6 p.m. by appointment only. Call Sweetbriar at 440-933-9001 to make your appointment. That's 440-933-9001 and ask for Brian. Don't forget to check out Sweetbriar Golf and Pro Shop on Twitter at Sweetbriar Golf. Sweetbriar, located on 750 Jaycox Road, less than a half hour from downtown Cleveland in beautiful Avon Lake.
Hi, it's Bruce Hooley with one of the reasons I chose Park Mazda of Worcester. If you're looking for a great used car, all cars under 10 years old with less than 100,000 miles at Park Mazda get a 2-year warranty, 1-year roadside assistance, 1-year key care, 1-year tire and wheel protection, and 2 oil changes. New Mazdas come with a 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus a 5-year or 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. Test drive a different dealership experience. Visit ParkMazda.com. Just 10 minutes from the Lodi outlets, Park Mazda of Worcester or ParkMazda.com.
It's a football Thursday. Victor Ritchie here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns Fans Unite, season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We're joined now by Louis Chofi, who is the Browns' new defensive backs coach. And Coach, first of all, welcome to Cleveland and welcome to the Browns. And how goes it so far?
It's going very, very well. Excited to be here. It's a great organization, and I'm excited to be able to contribute to a winning program.
19 years as an NFL coach, you bring experience from the Jets, from the Bengals, from the Cardinals. You also spent time as a receivers coach at CW Post. And it's interesting that your career has taken you mostly to defensive backs, but you had that time with CW Post as a receivers coach. Do you see has that been a great sort of interrelated area for you to understand the job of coaching defensive backs because you've had experience coaching receivers?
Well, the way that I approach coaching is I approach it as a teacher, and really my main goal is to, whatever position I'm coaching, is to teach them fundamentals and technique and allow them to become very confident in what we're asking them to do, so that in turn they can play fast and react fast on the field. I do see that as an advantage. When I started out as a coaching intern with the Jets, I spent time on both sides of the balls. I had various projects, and I think it made me a much better, well-rounded coach. And then having the ability to coach receivers at CW Post for 2 years in the type of offense we're in, which is run and shoot, I was very involved in what we did week to week, and I see that as an advantage.
And spending 14 seasons with the Bengals and also knowing, I mean, that's a place where Ray Horton learned much of what he knows as a defensive coordinator, and essentially everything you do as a defensive backs coach applies to his scheme and implementing that here. How much does that help, knowing what he did and learned as a player for Dick LeBeau in Cincinnati?
I think it's an advantage as well, because both of us, we started in Cincinnati the same year. He was the DB coach and I was actually the defensive assistant. But we both worked under Coach LeBeau, and we worked in the system early. He later on went to Pittsburgh and I stayed in Cincinnati. But just being around Coach LeBeau, being around Ray, it really helps me in this system.
And people think of this 3-4 scheme and focus on the front seven, as you obviously do, with the biggest implementing there and having the right pieces that fit it there. But there is obviously aspects of it that affect the secondary. Talk about that, how the secondary is geared toward what the concept and what the philosophy of the scheme is all about.
Well, we're gonna attack people, and we're a pressure defense. Everybody knows that, and really the biggest thing we try to do is eliminate the big plays and to try and eliminate whoever their star receiver would be. And because of the 3-4 and the various ways that it allows you to attack an opponent's offense, that's kind of where the secondary comes in, and you have to be able to hold up in the back end.
And in terms of what you try to preach, what you called yourself a teacher, but there are certain things you're trying to accomplish with the players that you do coach and teach. Give me a sense of what you emphasize. And I know takeaways were a big thing with the Cincinnati Bengals. And during your time there, the Bengals had 150 interceptions, which is the fifth highest total in the NFL during that eight-year span. I mean, that's an impressive number, and it doesn't just happen because these guys are gifted players to catch the ball. In fact, DBs are usually, the cliche is that they're DBs because they can't catch the ball that well, or else they'd be receivers, but it certainly is a point of emphasis.
And that's very well stated. What we try and do is we always talk about concepts on defense and fundamentals, and the way our practice is structured, the way our installation is structured, it's just that. So if we're playing a fire zone, for instance, we'll talk about our seam technique, our three receiver hook technique, our fire zone third technique, because really anyone on the defense can play those techniques. So if everyone in the secondary understands what they're doing, if they're given that assignment, you're better off, because even when they're not playing that assignment, they know what the other guy's doing. And so guys become interchangeable, guys become comfortable, guys can play fast. I also mentioned that we like to talk about fundamentals and technique, and that's where the interceptions come in. We'll do different things with them to enhance their ball skills, different kind of drills out on the practice field. And as we go through camp, you'll see, you know, we'll think out of the box. We may use tennis balls instead of footballs. We may hit fly balls to them with baseballs, just different ways to have them track the ball and change their target.
That's interesting, because that's not necessarily a common technique that everybody uses. Where did that come from, using the smaller ball to help enhance the catching skills?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been in this for a while now, and one of the things I've always done is I never come in and I act like I know everything. I'm continuing to try and learn, and I'll take input from players, I'll take input from coaches, because as soon as you try to act like you know everything, then the game passes you by. So you just pick things up from different people. When you go during the spring, when you go on college visits, you see the way different college teams do things. As long as you continue to try and learn and to keep it fresh for the players, I think they'll respond better, because it doesn't get mundane, and you can really accomplish the same goal by approaching it from different angles.
Louis Cioffi, the Browns defensive backs coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So you're born in Queens, New York. You attended the State University of New York at Stony Brook, and your first job really in football for your coaching path began 1993 with the New York Jets, as you were like a staff assistant, but you were basically in that learning mode. You were an intern, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Pat Kerwin who brought you aboard there. He had been part of that Jets staff. He's now with SiriusXM NFL Radio with CBSSports.com, comes on this show quite a bit. But talk to me about those early years, those formative years, and what you set out to do once you joined the Jets.
Well, I was extremely fortunate. That staff was amazing. You know, Larry Bechtel was actually the coach that got me in the door there. But on that staff, you also had Bruce Coslett, you had Pat Kerwin, Vogue Fazio, Ed Donatell, Pete Carroll, Walt Harris, all guys which have been really instrumental in my development. I've learned something from all of them. And, you know, they're all excellent football coaches. And like I said, a lot of stuff I do today will go back to those guys. When I went to Cincinnati, I had the privilege of working with Mike Zimmer, Marvin Lewis, Mark Duffner, Kevin Coyle. So, I mean, the list can go on and on. And I just try and learn as I go and try and implement my own ideas into what I've learned in the past.
I know with that, you know, who's who list, it's going to be very tough to single out people and say, well, this guy taught me this or this guy influenced me this way. But you have these many influences, and it's shaped you, it's helped shape you into what you are now. Give me a sense of, let's go to the earliest times with the Jets. It's just some of those early lessons that you picked up that formed the core of what you're about.
It'd probably go back to Coach Bechtel, Pat, and say Walt Harris.
And what were some of the things that you remember from those days that you've carried forward?
Just the detail in technique, and just organization, and just, you know, instilling the work ethic and what it takes to be successful at this level.
And when you're coaching defensive backs, you're coaching a mindset as much. I know this is true with other positions, but I think particularly
where that player is out on an island, where that player's failures are noticed much more than their successes. If a guy doesn't catch a ball on somebody, yeah, that's talked about, but he's usually recognized for honors because of the number of picks he has. But when they're not throwing his way, that's a big deal too. But when a guy gets beat and everybody knows it, how he handles that is obviously a big thing. So how do you coach that?
Well, there's different ways, and you know, like you said, coaching the defensive backs, you're the last line of defense. So we just stress the importance of how important that is. And what I mean by that is, theoretically, the longest run we should give up for the year is 14 yards because we should have a safety at 14 yards deep. All right, the longest pass we would hope would be, you know, nothing over 25 yards. Now, is that going to happen? No. But if you limit the big passes and you limit the big runs, you have a chance to be a very successful defense and a very successful secondary. And, you know, the guys going into it know the pressure's on them. That's just part of the position. And you have to have a short memory.
You were with Coach Horton, of course, last season in Arizona, and that Arizona defense, the last couple of seasons, I should say, in Arizona, and that defense in those two seasons made dramatic improvement from 2010. You were part of that. Give me a sense of what you got going there, why it was clicking as well as it did. And I know good players contributed to that, but the scheming had a lot to do with it. And I think people who are trying to get a feel for what this Browns defense will look like go back to that Arizona team of the last couple of years to get a feel for how Ray Horton implemented things, and you were part of that implementation. So give me a sense of what made it work so well there.
It just goes back to really our job as coaches is to put the players we're given in positions to be successful. And the number one thing you could do is allow them to play fast and play confident. And the only way you accomplish that is if they understand what you're asking of them and you give them ways to execute. And that's something we did in Arizona. The guys out there bought into our system. They understood what we were asking them to do. They were able to play fast. They were able to react to what they saw. And we became very aggressive. And after a while, they took a mindset, and it built toughness. It built speed. And we ended up leading the league the last couple of years. We were top 10 in many categories.
And when we talk about the here and now with this Browns team in this offseason program, which is nearing the end of its second week, and next week you get on the field, and I'm sure as a coach you got to be looking forward to that. But talk to me about what you've done these last couple of weeks, getting to know these players more, getting a chance to see them in again, it's a non-football environment, no football itself involved in any of these drills, and they're working on a lot of conditioning. But what these last 2 weeks have been like as you get to know who you're working with and what you're looking forward to when you get on the field?
Well, it's been strictly classroom, so it's a lot of paperwork and film study, getting them up on the board, just trying to get them comfortable and familiar with our scheme, and I think it's gone really well. I really like the group. It's a young group. They're very energetic. They've bought into what we're asking them to do, and I think that they realize that this system, you know, if you go back over the last 10 years, Pittsburgh runs this scheme. They've been really the worst they've been defensively in the last 10 years is ninth, and typically they're either going to finish one or two. So, you know, we have that going for us, and they're excited about it. They're excited about running the scheme. They're excited about attacking people, and I think it's going to translate to wins for us.
And Joe Hayden, being one of the people, of course, that you're getting to coach here, who's done a pretty good job in the course of his career, if you could give me some observations on what you've seen of him on tape and just some thoughts of having him in that secondary.
Phenomenal athlete, really has a knack for getting his hands on the ball, creating turnovers. He's a guy that can play both man and zone, very instinctive player. I'm very, very excited to be working with him. And then my goal is to have him contribute to a winning defense and obviously correlate to a championship for this team.
Well, Louis, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
He is Louis Cioffi, the defensive backs coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Look
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Looking for the biggest, best sandwich with a big, meaty taste sure to bowl you over? Then, people, welcome to the beyond belief taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Genoa salami, spicy pepperoni, and black forest ham nestled on your choice of freshly baked bread. All this bountiful goodness filled high with your favorite veggies. The big, meaty taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Only at a Subway restaurant. Beautiful. Subway. Eat fresh.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Watching our kids and grandkids at play outside creates awesome memories. It's just not the same to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Hi, this is Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle in the Middle and 500, Red Rover, and Beanbag Toss? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free no-obligation quote on having us turn your lawn into where childhood memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great yard games and descriptions for them to play. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories. We use only golf course quality, time-released, granular fertilizers that meter out over 8 to 10 weeks and make environmental sense. Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and your friends and neighbors. So call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Get ready. Golf season just around the corner. Start thinking Shale Creek. Shale is one of my favorite tracks. Hi, gang. Riz here. Will you see it? It's so beautiful. Plus, they now have the new clubhouse opening up in April with a full-service bar, restaurant, and banquet facility. It's more than just a great golf course. It's a great experience. Perfect for your foursome, your group, or your golf outing. Call Shale Creek now. 330-723-8774. That's 330-723-8774. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
It's time. Your Monsters are back in action at Quicken Loans Arena. Get here to experience the energy of Cleveland hockey.
Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 is Autism Awareness Night with the Monsters. Monsters players will wear special blue jerseys, which will be auctioned off to fans. Help support autism awareness and get your Monsters tickets today, starting at only $10.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, alive in Cleveland, alive in you. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Richardson, the running back. They give it to him over the right side. Dive. He's in. Touchdown, Trent Richardson.
Beginning May 1st.
Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10-5. Touchdown.
Your new home for the Cleveland Browns.
Long. Benjamin's open. Caught it. He's at the 20. He's across the field. 15. 10-5, touchdown!
ESPN 850, WKNR.
This is Joe Banner, your new home for Cleveland Browns football. It's ESPN 850, WKNR, starting May 1st.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850, WKNR.
All right, we go back to the Facebook and Twitter pages and our email, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com, for your questions and your comments, and share them. And let's see what Dustin has to say. Dustin from Facebook. He says, if we do take D. Milner, I hope in the third the Browns take D.J. Swearinger. He's a free safety from South Carolina. Swearinger and T.J. Ward would be scary. We could take an offensive guard in the fourth round. Not a bad thought. He's pretty good safety from what I've read about him. I'm not sure if that's the, you know, if that's the spot where he'd be available, although it does seem like he's someone that's below the second round, just based on a lot of the what you read from analysts and so forth. I don't mind that thought. You know, talking about a corner safety 1-2 in the selection process of the Browns. Somewhere along the line, they got to get a safety. Somewhere along the line, they got to get a corner. And whether or not that corner is Milner taken with that sixth pick, we'll see. Still think they can go other ways with that, but that is a way. And your suggestion isn't crazy. The only thing under this scenario is now you're going to go past the fourth round and not have a tight end drafted. I'm not entirely sure that that's I'd be as comfortable with that. And I'd probably put that ahead of the guard in the fourth round. Carl from Facebook. Now he's with you, Dustin, and work on the front line. Work on the offensive line. He wants the Browns to bring in Amon Bradshaw and put the Giants-style running game in place. Wants the Browns to select Tavon Austin, the West Virginia wide receiver, use him on returns, use him as a runner and a receiver. Well, that's the thing about him. I know he's explosive and dynamic, and all he's done is just get in the end zone and make plays, and he's special, an incredibly fast player, incredibly fast speed. He showed that at the combine. We know that story. But is he big enough? Can he withstand the hits in this league? Do you get how much on-field production do you get from that guy? How available is he going to be? And availability is a big term that you're going to hear that I definitely have heard for a long time from scouts and from coaches. As much as ability, it's availability. It's the can they, you know, are they there? Are they healthy? Is a smaller guy like that going to withstand the rigors and the hits of this league? When you hear comparisons, I know, to DeSean Jackson from the Eagles, again, small. I love that quickness. I love what you can do in space, a player like that. I love the options it gives you, but I just worry about availability or lack thereof. And again, Carl, you know, wants to see the Browns get their running game going. Loves Trent. Got him rushing for 1,000-plus this season. Yeah, I think that's fair to think. So, yeah, if the improvements can come from – I also think, just Carl and others, consider this. If you find ways to make the passing game better, which will be obviously a huge point of emphasis of this coaching staff, they're not going to ignore the run. And North Turner has had successful running backs. Rob Chudzinski as an offensive coordinator in Carolina, same thing with running game being strong and productive. But your passing game can help your running game. And I think it probably goes like that. That continued threat of going downfield does put that defense in a position where it has to surrender something to be wary of that and loosen things up for the run. David from Facebook. He says if Milner is gone at number 6, again, this overwhelming sense that it's Milner or bust for the Browns at 6, maybe it is. He says he would take Cordarrelle Patterson, the wide receiver, out of Tennessee. 6'2", 216, a beast. Does have the dimensions, the physical size, that size thing, the prototype of the bigger receiver that the Browns coaching staff likes to see in this offense. It mentions Eric Reed, the free safety out of LSU, 6'1", 213, 4.53 speed in the 40. We need a safety also to match up with T.J. Ward. Yeah, another person bringing up that safety combination. And, you know, this team has said goodbye to Osama Young, said goodbye to experience at that position. He's now a Raider. And I think it's fair to say that you look outside for safety help. You look to this draft for more safety help. Jim from Facebook says the Browns need a quality tight end. And he says, too bad the Browns didn't sign a bona fide cornerback to start opposite Hayden, meaning in free agency. Now it appears they must go after one. They don't have a second-round pick, so maybe they'll have to get one in the first round. Who is going to be their left guard? Well, I'm not entirely giving up on Jason Pinkston being that guy, but I agree with you that you could fortify the guard position, do more there. He says they have holes to fill and need to do it in the draft. And yeah, you need to address a lot of different things, Jim. And it's not all going to get done in one off season or one draft. But I like what they've done, and I think there's a hell of a lot more to do. And expect that. I want to thank Doug Deacon and want to thank Louis Trophy for being on the show. I want to thank Jameer Howerton and Kevin Barnes. I want to thank Drew Boatner and Lauren Whitaker. I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And want to say to you, we'll be back tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.